Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Lamar Miller, running back for the Miami Dolphins. How you doing, Lamar?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good. Good to see you here, and appreciate you joining us here in the studio. Got to ask you, I mean, how does this offseason feel different compared to last offseason now that you've had a year starting under your belt?
You know, I think it's a different approach for me, you know, just having 1 year under my belt starting and now just getting used to it and becoming a pro. I think this offseason will be much better than last year.
Okay, and so now you have that experience under your belt. How would you rate 2013 from an individual basis? What are you trying to take away from that?
I think I just got to get better. My overall game, you know, whether it's my pass protection, making guys miss, being more violent, just little things to help take my game to the next level.
And when you take a look, you said be more violent? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, okay. Being more physical.
Okay, be more physical. I was going to say, I know the football players pride themselves on the physicality and everything. So is that in terms of your running style? Or is it blocking? How do you apply that out on the field?
I say both. Running the ball and pass protection. You know, protecting Tannehill, make sure he have more time to throw the ball to get our playmakers the ball. And, you know, when I'm running the ball, just keeping the guys on their toes. They won't know if I'm going to shake them or try to run through them. So I'm just trying to step my game up a little bit.
Okay, keep the opponents guessing a little bit there.
Yes.
So take me back to earlier in this offseason when you heard that Sean Moreno had been signed by the Dolphins. What was your reaction?
I think that's a good thing, you know, bringing in another talented running back to help the running back group to make us a better unit. You know, I think he have a lot of talent and I can learn from him to help reach my goal. So I didn't take it as a bad thing. I just took it as another thing that I should work on and just help take my game to the next level.
Lamar Miller, Dolphins running back, joining us here on the Finsiders. Okay, so how do you see the two of you complementing each other? Because, again, you got terrific speed. So we all know that. Sean Moreno has had success in the NFL. How do you think you guys can help each other out?
I'm not sure right now. I think the coaches would do a great job of just putting us in a position to make plays to help this team win and make us be successful.
One thing that I get a sense of from this coaching staff, Joe Philbin and everybody, is that they really pride themselves on having a situation where there's competition at every position. Do you get that same feeling? Do you feel like at the running back spot, you guys be able to compete for that starting job?
Yes, I think that's everybody's goal to start. So I think everybody have one goal, and I think bringing in another guy like Sean will help the running back competition and take it up to another notch.
Okay, so I have to go back to your past a little bit here because you got a pretty cool story in the sense that you played high school down here, Killian High School, played at the University of Miami. Now you're with the Miami Dolphins, and I know that when you were drafted, a lot of people brought that up. But now that you're entering your third season, is it still pretty amazing to you that you've been able to play your football in your backyard here?
Yeah, you know, it's a dream come true. You know, a lot of guys don't get the opportunity to, you know, play high school football here, college football, and been in the NFL. So I just think take it as a dream come true, you know, just playing here in front of your family and friends where you've been playing your whole life. So I'm just excited.
Yeah, no, it's certainly cool. Nobody has to travel, at least not to the home games, to see you play down here in South Florida. And speaking of your hometown team, the Miami Hurricanes, where you played your college football, how closely do you still keep in touch with everybody down there and pay attention to the program?
Well, you know, I don't go down there as much, but this past offseason, I was going down there working with the track coach to keep my speed and just getting more explosive. So I go down there every now and then. I still support the team because I'm still in Miami. So I try to make a couple games a year.
Helps out. They're playing at Sun Life Stadium as well. So that works out well. Lamar Miller, running back for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And speaking of that, it looks like they're going to have a talented group of running backs in the backfield entering 2014. Duke Johnson hopefully comes back healthy. Gus Edwards has been playing well in the offseason. Joseph Yearby, a big-time recruit. You excited about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, Duke Johnson, he's a very exciting player. He make plays for the team. Every time he get the ball, you know, you're always on the edge of your seat. So I think they'll have a good running back group down there. You know, I think they'll work together. I think Duke will help Yearby, you know, because he's a freshman. So I think he'll learn a lot from Duke.
All right, so let's get back to the Dolphins a little bit because the one thing that a lot of the fans are excited about is Bill Lazor implementing his offense here and his style of offense. How do you see that? We've heard a lot about how it'll affect Ryan Tannehill, but how about for the running backs? How will that affect you guys?
I think it affect us a lot. You know, I think it'll always keep the defense on their toes, and he's doing a great job at just trying to get the playmakers the ball to help reach our success and, you know, just make plays for this offense and this organization. And hopefully we can win games with this offense, you know, with him coming in and just changing our whole scheme of everything.
All right, so we talk about what you're doing on the field. How about off the field? When the off season rolls around, anything that Lamar Miller likes to do just to get away from football and have some fun?
Majority of the time, I just spend time with my family and friends. You know, throughout the season, it's hard to keep up with them because you kind of practice almost 7 days a week. And I see them after the game sometimes too. But I say during the off season, I just travel for the most part and just try to spend time with my family.
Any cool places you were able to travel this offseason?
Yeah, this offseason I went to Turks and Caicos, and that was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I heard that's beautiful down there. Yeah, you just hang out in the islands a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, Lamar, appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. Good to catch up with you, and training camp right around the corner. Looking forward to see how the running back position battle takes place. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me.